Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is a great question confronted by every parent. Yes, parents who may be Republicans, Democrats, pro-choice, pro-life, whatever you happen to be, it doesn't matter. There is one parenting decision, according to Seth Stevens Davidovitz, who is a data scientist and the author of a forthcoming book. The book is called Don't Trust Your Gut, Using Data to Get What You Really Want in Life, which is a fascinating premise. And we spoke about his piece in Atlantic just appeared, that about the one parenting decision that really matters most, saying that almost none of the choices that you make about how much TV time you're going to allow, whether you have regular schedules for bedtime, what you feed them, whether you send them to preschool starting at age 2 or after that, none of that makes as much difference as one absolutely crucial decision, which is a decision about where you're going to raise them, what city you live in. Not just that, what neighborhood you live in. And this is actually looking at literally millions of points of data and information about kids and analyzing the outcomes for kids as they grow up. It matters most that you pick a terrific neighborhood. And that isn't based upon money alone. And there's more. He has a piece in the New York Times that appeared over the weekend, and it's under the heading, The Rich Are Not Who We Think They Are. And yeah, it's important, it seems to me, to get this right, because there's so much discussion about rich and poor, and particularly a great deal of hostility on the left for people who are rich. And the assumption being that they're people who've inherited money. They're people who have taken it easy, basically live on their yachts, or maybe they invest money like people like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk on space journeys, that you're going to pay literally millions of dollars to go up for 15 minutes in a rocket. Congratulations to William Shatner. Well, but there's more. He writes that a groundbreaking 2019 study actually shows that people who are very rich, the richest in the country, the 140,000 Americans who earn more than $1.58 million per year, it says that the typical rich American is, in their words, quote, the owner of a regional business such as an auto dealer or a beverage distributor. Really? Yeah, really. Seth Stevens Davidovitz, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on your book, Don't Trust Your Gut, Using Data to Get What You Really Want in Life. How is it that this narrative, that first of all, on this issue of who is rich and who is, how that differs from what public imagery and sometimes political posturing would suggest, why is it that so many people would be surprised to hear that one of the rich people in your community would be a beverage distributor or a car dealer, as opposed to being somebody in the high-tech world who has made a great deal of money, or someone who's inherited that money?
Yeah, I think we just have misleading impressions of the world from the stories we hear in the media or the particular place we grew up. the town where I grew up, all the rich people were athletes, actors, and rap stars. So that's kind of who I thought rich people were, but they're a much smaller percent of the rich Americans compared to auto dealers or beverage distributors, as was shown in this paper, Capitalist in the 21st Century by four economists.
And these are people we're talking about, seriously rich. It's not people who have $1.5 million. It's people who earn $1.5 million every year. Now, I guess that would actually predispose toward people who are continuing to work at a living as opposed to people who have just inherited money and are living off investments.
Yeah, except it would include people who are making $1.58 million from their investments. Some of those in that inherited wealth would be included in the data as well. But there are obviously plenty of people just living on trust funds. But I think this large... I think what the economists uncovered, Yagan, Zwick, Bidar, and others, is that there are these more than 100,000 Americans owning these very unsexy businesses, making a small fortune from it, that I didn't fully understand until I read their study.
Okay, speaking about that study, you have also talked about the nature of happiness and how we find out, and I thought it was kind of clever that there was a project called the Mappiness Project, where people are trying to associate happiness with where you live. And this seems like it's similar to the theme that you have in your wonderful piece in The Atlantic, which we talked about on the air, that talks about how choosing a given neighborhood is going to be a very, very big factor in how your kids grow up, maybe more big a factor than any other decision parents make. It also, you write, makes a huge difference in terms of your personal happiness, right?
Yeah, that's true. So there have been studies that if you move, they've ranked, Ed Glazer and Josh Gottlieb, economists, Ed Glazer was my advisor in my PhD program, and Josh Gottlieb was one of my best friends in my PhD program, which alerted me to their fascinating study that they ranked the happiness of every part of the United States, and they have in their paper, it's called Unhappy Cities, a list of the happiness of every area, and they found that when you move out of one of the unhappy places to the happy places, the same person will record an increase in mood. So just the same person, same, you know, presumably similar income, similar family, similar everything. But when they end up, when they move to a happy place, the happiness in that area is contagious and they become happier themselves. And the happiest places most of Hawaii is very, very happy, parts of Florida, parts of Arizona. I think a big part of happiness is spending time in nature. The Mappiness Project, which I mentioned, I talk a lot about in my book, Don't Trust Your Gut, which was founded by George McCarran and Susanna Morado, they found the value of nature, just the enormous increase in mood that people report when they're in nature, particularly when they're near a body of water. Actually, after reading this, I moved closer to a body of water, and now I take all my walks by the water, because literally it's been proven in 3 million data points that people get a big mood boost when they walk by when they're near water.
And does that include rivers, or are you talking about lakes and oceans?
Mostly lakes and oceans. It's not always easy to distinguish them in the data. It is clear that, you know, my guess is that the predominant effect is going to be lakes and oceans, but nature in general and beauty and great scenery, plays a big role in our mood. Probably a bigger role than many of us, care to imagine. I think a lot of us minimize the importance of being in nature and spending a
okay,
lot of time.
Okay, I want to get back to this. I want to get back to your list of happiest cities. You had mentioned places with notorious good weather, Florida, Hawaii, well, Arizona, except in the summertime. Are there other places that aren't weather havens that actually break the mold and make people happy? We'll get to that and more with Seth Stevens-Davidovitz.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Seth Stevens-Davidovitz is a data scientist, Harvard-trained, and the author of the just-released book, Don't Trust Your Gut, Using Data to Get What You Really Want in Life. And we spoke a little bit about his work using data to talk about the most important decisions you can make in terms of child rearing, if you want your children to be successful and to avoid criminality or bad health or failure in school. Basically, one of the key things for successful children is picking a good neighborhood and raising them in it and giving them a chance to grow up there. And one of the big sources of happiness right now is not what you think, which is just making money, though once you get past $75,000 a year, yes, it can still make a difference, but not as obviously as people living in poverty. That is not a great passport to happiness. But the other passport to happiness also involves where you live. And you were talking about happy cities, cities that tend to produce human happiness. Other than you mentioned Arizona, Florida, and Hawaii, are there any bad weather towns that still produce happy results?
Yeah, Rochester, Minnesota does well. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Washington, D.C. does well. Not totally sure why. Anchorage, Alaska does well. Not sure why. Definitely not a warm weather place. So there definitely are different areas. And you can all find that on the paper, Unhappy Cities, where they list all the cities based on their happiness. And one of the things you learn is that New York City is nearly dead last. And I live in New York, so my girlfriend says I give all this advice, but I don't take my advice, and I really should move out of New York and move to Honolulu, I think.
Yeah, or I know that you mentioned Seattle being on top of the cities that can produce the best outcome for children.
Yeah, that's right.
Seattle and Minneapolis in terms of big metro areas. And Reading, Pennsylvania, which is kind of surprising. But with all of this, there's different activities that produce a lot of reliable happiness. One of the activities that you mention is spending time on social media. A passport to happiness, is it?
No, absolutely not. So the Happiness Project found that of 27 leisure activities, social media was dead last in how much happiness it brought. And they've done randomized experiments. They paid people to quit Facebook, and when they quit, they report they spend more time socializing offline, and they report higher happiness, lower levels of depression. So I think it's pretty clear that social media makes us miserable.
Okay, and what are the activities, leisure time activities? And I'm sure this is a subject that you get into in your new book, Don't Trust Your Gut, Using Data to Get What You Really Want in Life. What are the leisure activities that will help you get what you really want in life, which presumably is some happiness?
I think one of the main lessons I took from the data on the activities that make people happy is the things that make people happy take some energy to get started. So socializing with friends, going on a hike, exercising, gardening, there are things that we might in the moment, going to a show, there are things in the moment we might not want to do. We might want to just sit on our couch and go on social media or lie down, take a nap. But it seems like a key to happiness is overruling that instinct to do these passive activities that don't really make people happy.
And in terms of family activities, and this shifts to the other focus, in terms of raising successful and happy, well-adjusted children, what are the kinds of activities that families can do together that could actually help to encourage that result?
Well, one of my main points is that the overall effect of parents and how kids turn out is actually pretty small. And, whether you read to them or breastfeed them or act like a tiger mom or tiger dad, it's not really going to have as much an impact as you expect. And, probably a smaller impact than picking the right neighborhood. But definitely, as far as making your kids happy, doing things like taking them on walks, taking them in nature, I think would be a good path towards happy, well-adjusted kids, with the caveat that parents are having less of an impact on kids than they sometimes might expect.
Now, this might not be something that you've researched, but if you have an impression based upon your research or the material in your book, which is Don't Trust Your Gut, this is a political season right now. How does political activity, participating in practical politics, getting involved in the campaign, how does that work out in terms of generating higher levels of happiness and satisfaction?
I think it goes to the point that we're not just trying to maximize happiness. So going to a protest or reading about politics and learning isn't necessarily something that scores the highest happiness. So it's not going to score as high as exercising or gardening or having sex. But it's an important part of living a satisfied life, and I think many people aren't hedonists, so they don't just want to maximize how much pleasure they have moment to moment. They're trying to live a life of purpose. So I'm not encouraging people to just stop doing any activity that doesn't overall lead to happiness. For example, work. Scores very low. If you ask people while they're working how happy they are, it scores very, very low. In the Mappiness Project, it was 39th out of 40 in activities. The only thing that makes people more miserable than work is being sick in bed. So very, very, you ask people how happy are you while they're working, they rank very low. That said, I think work does give people a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, a sense of contribution. That some of the happy activities don't necessarily give people. That said, I think we do have to, when we look at this data, question just how big a role work plays in some of our lives. And many of us are workaholics and aren't spending probably enough time balancing it with the activities that consistently make human beings happy.
What about participating in religious activities, religious communities? That I've read many other studies that show that actually works well for maximizing happiness.
Yeah, it is one of the happiest activities, and it's actually, if you look at the data over time, Americans are spending less time in religious activity, which may be part of the reason Americans over the last 20 years or so, even though our GDP has shot up, we've gotten way wealthier as a country. Our happiness has remained flat.
That which is also fascinating. There's much more. The book is Don't Trust Your Gut, data to get what you really want in life.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Mortgage demand is plummeting in the U.S. Mortgage applications to purchase a home dropped 12% on a weekly basis and are down 15% compared with the same week 1 year ago. Joel Kahn with the Mortgage Bankers Association spoke to Fox Business.
What we have is housing prices that keep going up because the supply is way too low compared to the number of people who want to buy homes. If you compound that with the fact that interest rates keep going up, the cost of a monthly mortgage, if you're just buying that house that you thought 2 years ago you were going to purchase, it may not be affordable right now. So, you know, the market has to kind of find an equilibrium. The challenge is that this is all happening so quickly.
Since the start of this year, rates have jumped 2%, the fastest pace of growth since May of 1994. And ex-Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this talk about happiness in which we have been engaged, it's meant at least a little bit as an antidote to so much of the talk about misery and conspiracy theories and negativity and the kind of madness that drives a profoundly evil, racist, white supremacist attack, and it was all those things that occurred in Buffalo, New York on Saturday, and that the nation is still coming to terms with. And people are just becoming familiar with the theory of the Great Replacement, which, yes, this killer projected, but it's completely outrageous to assume that most people who embrace that kind of, frankly, paranoid, wrong, illiterate, and yes, it is that, thinking, that people who embrace that thinking represent a majority of the Republican Party or a majority of conservatives or even a majority of people who listen to Fox News or any conservative media at all. It's wrong. And Sean Patrick Maloney, who is the leader of the Democrat organization that is trying to hold on to control the House of Representatives, he just said to reporters yesterday, the priority of Republicans is to exploit racial tension, to use replacement theory to win power. And look, I think there are some exceptions, some terrible mistakes that have been made by some Republicans, including Elise Stefanik, who basically alluded to that replacement theory idea in some of her campaign ads last time. And yes, she is from a district right next door to where the killer was from in Buffalo. But does this mean that this represents what the Republican Party stands for? I'll tell you how you go very far in that direction. On MSNBC, Donnie Deutsch had this to say about what he considers the new GOP platform. This is clip 16.
Every Republican, this is the party of the replacement theory. Take what is a sliver, or I'm a real minority, but a minority, and make it the entire raison d'etre of the Republican Party. Do the same thing with violence. It's the RV party. It's the Republican Violence Party. Brand them, the very, this is judo, the very, very heinous things that they stand for and are hiding behind, brand them on it. Take a branding iron, put it on them, so that any mainstream Republican has to wear that badge and go, are you voting Republican? Do you understand you're voting for the replacement theory? Do you believe in that? Is that what you stand for? Do you believe that immigrants are coming over to replace white people and it's part of a Jewish cabal playing this whole thing and through interracial marriage? Do you believe, because that's the Republican platform. So make the Republicans own it.
Okay, it's wrong that it's the Republican platform. What he's talking about is a strategy that he is suggesting, a strategy of demagoguery and lies, which is no good. It's not good when Republicans use lies and try to rely on them, maybe sometimes even lies that people believe in. Yes, I do believe that there is no rational basis at all for believing that Trump won the election in a landslide. Who knows? He could win the next election. But the election that occurred in 2020, that's ridiculous. But it's also ridiculous to believe, as Donnie Deutsch says, that it's fair or accurate or just or anything other than the most unscrupulous, deceptive, lying politics to try to brand all Republicans with replacement theory. How do you brand the growing number of Latino Republicans? I mean, one of the things that's been very striking, and it's going to be very striking again in this election, in the midterm election, that Republicans have made huge strides reaching out to the Latino community. And yes, part of it may be because however you want to evaluate the Biden administration, the handling of the immigration issue, the handling of the border has been a disaster. It gets very low ratings. And so the answer to this is saying that if you are identified as a Republican, you now are branded with replacement theorizing and with white supremacism. It's absurd and it's offensive. And especially in light of some of the new material that has come out about this killer in Buffalo, they just discovered, aside from that 180-page manifesto that he wrote trying to explain his hideously evil act of driving 200 miles and then coming to a supermarket and beginning shooting people at random, though not entirely at random, because he did, he says he did, pick out black victims who he wanted to kill. And what they have just found, apparently, and it's written about in the Wall Street Journal, what they found is a diary that he had been keeping for a while. The nearly 700-page online diary that Mr. Gendron, an 18-year-old white man, kept for the past several months, writing under the online pseudonym Jimbo Boy, he detailed his preparations for the massacre and his embrace of racist conspiracy theories that he said drove him to kill. A link to the diary was posted on a public web forum shortly before Mr. Gendron opened fire at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo last Saturday. The attack left 10 people dead, as everybody knows, and three more who were wounded. All but two of his 13 victims were black. They included an 86-year-old grandmother, a retired Buffalo police lieutenant, and a church deacon. Mr. Gendron's diary entries, which appear to date from November 2021 to the night before the shooting, along with an accompanying 108-page document, chronicle his descent into a shadowy, isolated world of swirling conspiracies, paranoia, and violence. Mr. Gendron seemed to live an unremarkable childhood. He played soccer as a youth. He was a Boy Scout. And he made his high school's honor roll. He planned on going to college to become an engineer. And by the way, when you read his stuff, it's mad, it's bad, but this guy is fairly intelligent. He is not an idiot. And that doesn't mean that his ideas are intelligent. My God, his ideas are profoundly hateful. But what this shows is that doing well in school, being a Boy Scout, doesn't protect you against some of this rabidly insane and destructive and self-destructive notions. He posted dozens of hateful memes about black people and Jews, discussed past racially motivated mass shootings, and planned his own attack in painstaking detail. In March, he drove hundreds of miles to scout the Buffalo supermarket he later attacked. He disdained mainstream political parties, including the Republican Party, and he disdained the media, writing that he believed all were controlled by Jews. He described himself as a fascist. Mr. Gendron found his way to extreme online forums on the anonymous social platform 4chan when he felt bored during the pandemic, he wrote. He started on pages devoted to the outdoors, migrated to ones focused on guns, and ultimately landed on a page that allows nearly unfettered discussion of white supremacy. Mr. Gendron is the oldest of three boys, according to neighbors. His parents, Paul and Pamela, are civil engineers who work for the New York State Department of Transportation. The boys played basketball in their driveway and had a trampoline in the backyard. More? Did the trampoline drive him insane? No, but what did? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the attempt to associate the horrible killings in Buffalo with the Republican Party are simply wrong, and they aren't fair. To associate some of the ideas that he put forward, which were extreme, with his evil deeds, that makes all the sense in the world. And please understand that I am not for a moment defending the great replacement theory. The great replacement theory is racist at its very core. It is wrongheaded. It is the worst of all kinds of conspiracy theories that you see all over the place, claiming that basically there is some kind of secret group somewhere that is manipulating people who, according to the theory, are basically inferior and easy to manipulate. For instance, when it comes to Peyton Gendron, the killer in Buffalo, who is, of course, just going through the early stages, he's pleaded not guilty to his killing. Now, given the fact that he left behind all this documentary evidence, plus trying to broadcast some footage of him actually committing his hideous crimes, he basically credited 4chan, according to the 700-page online diary that he left. He credited 4chan, where extremist views are expressed with few restrictions, with influencing him. In particular, he spent time on the platform's politically incorrect page that is known among analysts as a hub for spreading far-right and anti-Semitic ideology, including white supremacy. Quote, I really turned racist when 4chan started giving me facts and information that blacks were intellectually and emotionally inferior. He wrote this month on May 5th. Last spring, a teacher, this is less than a year ago, reported to school administrators that Mr. Gendron had written about wanting to carry out a shooting. The state police were called. What it was is a classroom assignment about what are your ambitions after you graduate from high school. And he said, my ambition is to commit a shooting suicide. So they notified a law enforcement official. The state police were called appropriately, and he was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation before being released a day and a half later. Quote, I spent 20 hours in a hospital's emergency room on 5/28/2021, Mr. Gendron wrote in a post dated December 9th. This was because I answered murder-suicide to the question, what do you want to do when you retire, on an online assignment in my economics class. By the time he was hospitalized, Mr. Gendron had already discovered racist theories online, and his hospital stay pushed him further toward action, he wrote. It's exhaustively discussed in his diary, The Great Replacement Theory, a white racist belief exposed, espoused by previous mass shooters and promoted on extremist online forums. It claims Jewish conspirators use black people, immigrants, and others to undermine whites. He also cited as a key motivation the 2019 attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, which left 51 dead. That lone gunman, who promoted the replacement theory, had live-streamed the attack on Facebook. The Gendrons didn't show outward signs of trouble at home, erecting a tent and inviting neighbors and friends to a party last June when Peyton Gendron graduated from school. Neighbors recalled Mr. Gendron saying he would follow in his parents' footsteps to become a civil engineer. After graduating, he briefly attended SUNY Broome Community College, SUNY Broome Community College, during the fall semester of 2021 and spring semester this year, according to the school. During this period, Gendron ruminated on Discord over his evolving plans for the coming attack. He wrote about browsing extreme corners of 4chan and Reddit every day. By early February, he wrote he was skipping his classes to work on documents he planned to publish about his beliefs and about the killing that he had already planned. This is, to say that this is typical of people who follow the Republican Party is slanderous. And it's wrong, and it's preventing the kind of disconnection with reality that he suffered from. Now, you can have all kinds of different ideas about what is going on. But two things put this in perspective. First, an audio of Justice Thomas from an interview he did. It was sponsored by three conservative think tanks. Here he is talking about his somewhat cynical view, Justice Thomas, of mass media. Listen.
One of the things I say in response to the media is when they talk about, especially early on, about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
I think we've neglected this side of the room.
Oh, gosh.
All the way over here, yes.
It really is good to be me. It really is.
Okay, diabolical laughter. No, it seems to me appropriate. That, and speaking of diabolical laughter, James Carville on MSNBC, talking about the still unresolved Pennsylvania primary, said this.
My thoughts go back to a little less than a month ago when I was on the show, and we talked about how weird the Republican Party had become. It's now hypersonic weird. We've gone through this horrific leak of a Supreme Court decision. We've actually seen over 25% of the House Republican caucus side with a hostile foreign power, namely Russia, and against Ukraine. We've seen the replacement theory, which you know as well as anybody, that this is a horrific anti-Semite racist thing that's been around historically forever, come to its inevitable fruition, and it will continue to do this. And we're in a very, very difficult time with a major American political party that has just become hypersonic weird, and it has to be stopped. And the only way to stop this is at the ballot box.
Okay, and not likely with basically apocalyptic criticisms like that. Speaking of apocalypse, what about Hollywood's taking on its own foibles in a movie about a production that tries to continue during the pandemic? The film by Judd Apatow called The Bubble. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A collection of airhead actors get together to try to make a new edition of a monster movie franchise in the midst of a pandemic. In Judd Apatow's new insider Hollywood comedy, The Bubble, now streaming on Netflix.
Thank you for joining us in our bubble.
We are one of two movies in production right now.
This movie is going to make the world forget about all their problems.
But this movie has a deep problem with all the references to lockdowns and quarantines. It seems distinctly dated, like yesterday's news. The cast is gifted, including David Duchovny, Keegan-Michael Key, Fred Armisen, and the director's wife and daughter, Leslie Mann and Iris Apatow. But the portrayal of egocentric idiot actors working to complete an epic about prehistoric cliff monsters is more cliched than compelling, though it does deliver a few laughs. Rated R for some surprisingly graphic sex scenes and lots of harsh language. 2 stars for The Bubble. And tomorrow on the MedVed Show, another leading liberal light of Hollywood floats the theory that the U.S. is planning a false flag attack, nuclear attack on Ukraine, to blame Russia in an attempt to win the war. How does Oliver Stone come up with this stuff? Is this going to be a new movie? We will talk about it next time. We'll also talk about alarmed new reports about more and more and more guns in private hands, some of them ghost guns that are made at home. Does that matter for America's future or for the safety of our communities? And ISIS-K is on the rise, especially in Afghanistan. What does that say about some of the failures of the administration's decision to withdraw from that country? We will cover that and so much more next time, Thursday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.